Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Alfred Russel Wallace, champion for natural selection or intelligent design. I'm Robert Crowther, and today on ID the Future, we're looking at the legacy of one of Darwin's contemporaries and colleagues, Alfred Russel Wallace. There's a long-standing debate among scholars about whether it was Charles Darwin, Wallace, or someone else who first conceived of the idea of natural selection. Many credit Wallace, who, with Darwin, co-presented the first major theory of natural selection in letters to the Linnaean Society of London 150 years ago this year. Some people celebrated this event by proclaiming, as John Joe McFadden did in the London Guardian, that, quote, "Darwin and Wallace destroyed the strongest evidence left in the 19th century for the existence of a deity," end quote. Darwin might have agreed, since he wrote that, quote, "There seems to be no more design in the variability of organic beings and in the action of natural selection than in the course with which the wind blows. Everything in nature is the result of fixed laws," end quote. But few seem to remember that, contrary to Darwin, Alfred Wallace, like many design theorists today, actually believed that it was possible to detect design in nature. Wallace wrote, quote, "There seems to be evidence of a power which has guided the action of those laws of organic development in definite directions and for special ends. And so far from this view being out of harmony with the teachings of science, it has a striking analogy with what is now taking place in the world," end quote. That was from Alfred Russel Wallace, an anthology of his shorter writings published by Oxford University Press. It's also worth remembering the irony of Wallace's view as discussed in the book Traipsing into Evolution. Quote, "While Wallace certainly ascribed more religious meaning to his concept than was warranted by the data, he nonetheless recognized that it was possible to detect design in nature. It is ironic that Judge Jones's decision effectively renders unconstitutional the views of the co-founder of the modern theory of evolution," end quote. For more about modern intelligent design theory, visit intelligentdesign.org. I'm Robert Crowther, reporting for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.